Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Diddy's kids. This is just such a... It's a sad train wreck to watch. You know, I mean, it's... The likelihood that all these things about Diddy are true, you know, he's innocent until proven guilty. But I think we all know, based on the evidence that's out there and the sheer amount of accusations, not the greatest guy, probably quite an amazing dad in terms of having access to anything and everything you've ever wanted. I have no idea how, you know, he was as a nurturer or a fathering figure in that sort of way. But what a train wreck for these kids trying to reconcile this stuff amid just mountains of evidence and the person that they've called dad. I can't imagine this.
Yeah, it's got to be really troubling for them, really hard. You know, kids, I don't know how much they know. I don't know how much they're understanding about why he was taken away. Because
look at how old they are. I mean, these kids know what the hell's going on. I mean, these are like young adults. Other than, there was a couple that were young. There was one clearly that we're going to hear in a moment here that was, you know, it's a baby. And honestly, the best thing I would say for that child is to just not have any knowledge or memory of this man. But yeah,
it's hard. It's a hard watch. At first I didn't think anything of it, but then I saw the video and went, okay, you're tugging at my heartstrings, but I got to remember what he allegedly did and how many witnesses there are to this stuff and the things that they found. And I know everybody's innocent until proven guilty, but wow.
I'm going to say this, and this is not just like, because the thing is, his son has taken over his Instagram account. And this is not just like, oh, hey, I got dad's phone. I'm going to take over his Instagram account and get some wacky move on a Sunday. No, this is a calculated move. His attorneys came up with this, I am sure, and said, we got to rebrand your dad. We got to really show the, you know, how, what a loving father he is and the family that loves and supports him. What can we, on his birthday, the littlest one, let's have her sing happy birthday on camera. And it's going to be so cute. And then he's going to be on the phone and just sound like the most loving dad. And, oh, thank you for the support. And, oh, won't that be great? It's exactly what they fucking did.
Yeah.
This is not a natural thing. This is not, let's make it cute. This is a calculated move to use a 1.5-year-old to turn the head the other way from the alleged sexual predator, sexual traffic, you know, demon that we're learning Diddy likely is.
Yeah, I just don't think we're wrong. I don't think it's, you know, as I said, innocent until proven guilty always. That's the way we do things in the United States of America. But sometimes it looks like the evidence is just really overwhelming. And that's one of these cases.
This is, it's sick that this is, and I feel bad for these kids. Really feel bad for this little one that to try and understand what the hell's going on with any of this.
Yeah.
You know, just he's away forever. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, anyway, take the personal out of it. It's sick that they're using this. They're using this kid in defense of Diddy.
Do you feel like it's also tainting the jury pool a little bit?
That's the goal.
Because we're all the jury pool right now?
That is the goal. That is the goal. That's the whole goal. Because look at the comments. Some of them are like, happy birthday. You know, happy birthday to an imperfect but legendary black man. Diddy was, I mean, there's so many that are like really positive about, Diddy. And then there's some that are kind of funny where it's like, y'all know what your dad did, right?
Oh, God.
And there's somewhere like Lord, lead the way, keep these kids innocent and protected.
I'll be very honest here. I think I've mentioned it a few times maybe, and I know you know this about me. I'm not a fan of children. I never had any. I never wanted any. I'm all about the animals. Like that's where my drive has gone. So I don't like, there are babies in my family I've never held.
Yeah.
You know, like people try to force the babies on me like, oh, don't you want to hold the baby? No, I really don't. I'm that person.
There was once a family picnic she was at where there was a baby and a cat on a railroad track and the train was coming.
Stop it.
And Stacy had to look up and pick one and jump one way. Well,
she picked the cat. I pick the cat every time. But here's my point.
The baby luckily survived amazingly, just laid still, thank goodness, and everything was great. Everything was great. Just a couple twitches there for the rest of life that lasted till 22.
You're such a dork. No, that's not what happened. But my point, let me get back to my point. My point is this, when I'm watching this video and I hear this little child singing and referencing daddy, it tugged at my cold heartstrings.
Yeah.
So
your cold, dead heart.
Yes, it did.
That's what came to mind.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
But I don't hide behind it. I don't pretend. And that's why I stayed true to myself. I never wanted kids. I wasn't going to give into that societal pressure and just be a spiteful, hateful mom. Instead, I've had wonderful animals and have been an amazing guardian for them. And that's where I wanted to put my energy.
It's a good thing you recognize that because a lot of moms don't. And it's like it's obligation. And then they're like, this is fucking horrible. And it's okay if you don't want kids. It's okay to say that and live that. There's nothing wrong with that. It's the best for you. And it would be the best for any person that would then have to have you as mom. So you're doing the right thing if it's just not for you. That's totally cool.
It's amazing the pressure, especially family likes to put on you, especially if there's a newborn and they're like, oh, hold the baby. Why won't you hold the baby? Don't you want to hold the baby? I don't want to hold your fucking baby.
You whip the child and it goes into the ceiling fan. And then you end up on Inside Edition later that day. That's the worst.
But here's the thing. I'm very protective. If I see like a child or an infant doing something they shouldn't be doing, I'm like, that needs to stop. And that's a safety thing.
And you stick your cats.
It's not like I'm sadistic.
No, you just let the cats handle it. Like there's a child over there on the railroad track. Go get it, Sammy.
Such a shit. You are such a shit. No. But it ain't my thing. When I smell a baby, it's like I want to vomit.
Jesus. When you smell
People are always sniffing babies' heads, and I'm like, I don't get it. I'm missing that gene.
It's a weird sentence. If you smell a baby, then you want to vomit.
There are people listening who know exactly what I'm talking about. Trust me.
I always joked when Harper was little. Her head, it smelled like earwax. Like you go to like kiss her and it like always had this earwaxy scent and we're always washing her hair and everything, but it was kind of earwaxy. And she hates me if I joke about that today, without a doubt. But when she was like itty bitty and it took forever for her to get hair. But I just remember that it's like oddly smell.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about that. Now, I can tell you that a lot of dogs, if you smell their feet, they smell like Fritos.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a salt and sulfur, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it typically is yeast.
Yeast. And people don't know this, like Coca-Cola, you know, it used to have cocaine in it. Fritos actually used to be made out of dog feet.
Stop it.
Before the animal rights stuff. It used to be, you know, when, you know, Snuckles died, it went to the Frito factory.
Let's get back to Diddy.
America.
There are people who are nodding their head in agreement with me. I can feel it.
And there's people going, oh yeah, they totally did that. I remember my grandpappy telling me about the Frito Dog Factory. Of course, this is, by the way, for the world, satire. That's not real. It never happened.
No.
I'm being satirical in case anyone's like, holy shit. No. That's not real. Okay. So let's take a listen to Diddy's family. And this is again, I'm going to play a little bit of it. I can't fast forward, which sucks.
Happy birthday, Daddy.
I mean, just totally cute, innocent little kid.
Mm-hmm.
And she's giving frosting to the family. And
happy birthday to
Daddy. Keep going. Go.
Happy birthday to Daddy.
And cue Diddy.
Yay!
Yay.
I love y'all. I love y'all so much.
We love you too.
Too. Love you, Pastor.
I can't wait to see y'all.
Yep.
Can't wait to see y'all. And I just want to say I'm proud of y'all. Especially the girls. I mean, all of y'all. But just for being strong. Thank y'all for being strong. And thank y'all for being by my side and supporting me. I love y'all. I got the best family in the world.
But why especially the girls, Diddy?
It's an interesting thought.
Birthday. I'm happy. Thanks to y'all giving me this call. Thank you very much. I love y'all.
Love you, Daddy.
Yo, Pops.
Hi, we're right here.
Chance right here on the phone, too. Pops, love eating all your cake, so you're not going to have none left.
She's literally digging her face in it.
We're going to have to buy you a new one.
Yo, she's face down in the cake right now.
Say hey, Chance.
Be happy birthday
to mom. We love you.
Chance is right here, too, if you can hear.
On the phone.
One more time.
Hey, Chance.
Thank you,
baby. I love you.
Love you, too. Miss you. See you soon.
Okay.
All right. There you go. I mean, obviously nothing wrong with a family that is supporting their loved one. But then you go put this online for everyone to look at and go, oh, look how lovely this family is. Like, no, this is a private thing for you guys. And I would, you should probably keep it that way, quite honestly. Now, I guess everybody can argue whatever they want. There's no stopping that. And if you truly believe it, not going to be surprised. Mind has a hard time. I couldn't imagine trying to contemplate this being real for someone in my family. And I'm sure it would be very easy to be in the shoes they are in terms of how they're thinking. But it is sickening.
It is. It truly is. It's really, it's just a hard process for those of us on the outside watching this. Can't imagine what it's like for their family. But like you said, this is private.
It is.
Fit that way.
You know, and these guys are victims as well. I mean, that's true. I mean, some are. There's pending charges against some of the boys. And civil cases and things of that nature. We'll see where that goes. I don't know that everyone on that video is the most innocent, but the courts will decide all of that. But they are obviously innocent until proven guilty. But I think there's, you know, those girls, you know, whoever like really, you know, was insulated from it, whoever wasn't, you know, trying to basically be Diddy 2.0, probably didn't have a great idea, but at least I hope they wouldn't.
Let's hope they were shielded from it.
Yeah. One would hope, but it's, yeah.
I got nothing. Story just messes with me. I'm still reeling over that little kid singing happy birthday and not understanding why he's on the phone and not sitting there, you know? Yeah.
No, I agree. It's just, it's a sad state of affairs for the, everybody around him that was, not participating in the dark parts, and were blindsided, because in an empire with that many people, there's probably a lot of them, that are like totally questioning life right now of what the hell just happened, you know?
Yeah.
There's got to be some, you know, that's a hard one to take.
And those who really, truly didn't know what was happening because they were on the periphery of this.
Yeah.
I feel terrible. Their lives are turned upside down.
Yeah.
And they are collateral damage to all of the shit he was doing.
And you get some survivor guilt in there too.
Yeah.
If you suddenly realize that, oh my God, these things were happening around me. You know, did I see anything? You question everything, you know, and yeah, it affects so many people. So anyway, there's your latest Diddy update. I'm sure there will be more charges any given day. By the way, former friend of Kim Porter, the man who testified with the grand jury this last week, is going back. The grand jury wants to chat more.
Uh-oh.
So I don't know. That's all we know. He's going back. Going back to find more info on Diddy this time. Gonna find that Diddy. Oh, gonna go meet with them. Yes, he is. He's going in. He's going in to tell on Diddy. Going in to tell on Diddy. Woo, woo. He'd rather live outside of Diddy's world than live with him in my world. He's... His and hers alone. Okay, that's one of my favorite songs, by the way.
Midnight Train to Georgia, is that what that was?
That was Midnight Train to Georgia, everyone.
See, I'm that good.
There you go. And on that note, that concludes this segment.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a 5-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and savor every twisted detail without interruption.